Today is Thursday, September 12th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Be Late for Something Day. I'm not generally late. I do think I was with Daniel for the past, I don't know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 6 days. And I've always, or recently I've said, oh, Daniel, he has to be at least 15 minutes early for everything, which is generally true. But I found that during this trip, that was not the case. He wanted to be fashionably late for Nico's party. I would say, hey, meet me down in the lobby, and I would get to the lobby first before he got there. I mean, we didn't have necessarily a tight schedule around anything, but I was surprised that he hadn't been waiting in the lobby for me for 15 minutes. His plane was late arriving on Thursday. Anyway, it's all National Cheese Pizza Day. I don't have anything to say about that. Cheese pizza is not my favorite. I'm not a fan of the texture of cheese on most pizzas. And so a pizza with just cheese on it, the thought of that doesn't really impress me much. So I don't know that I want to celebrate it. I want some other things on my pizza other than cheese. In fact, in a lot of cases, you could leave the cheese off, or you could use a creamier cheese, like a Borsan, or maybe cream cheese. I don't know. I like a softer cheese. I don't like the cheese pull. It's plasticky to me. It's like eating a rubber band. I'm a texture person, and I just don't enjoy that texture for whatever reason. All right, so I know we got through most of Disneyland, I believe. We were talking about, I am going to try to speed through, and I am recording this actually on Thursday and relatively late as opposed to when you guys normally get my episodes. Before I do that, I will catch up with text messages for sure. I'll look and see if I have any voicemails, but I want to get through this so I'm not talking about this trip for the next 5 weeks. But Gary in Portland says, I don't hear your clicking sound. Okay. I have listened back to episodes and I do hear it, but it may just be something that everyone does and I'm just being way too overcritical of my sounds. Also, Gary says, have fun in California. Tell everyone howdy for me. I had a lot of fun in California. I really enjoyed seeing Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew and Nico and Joe Batance and meeting Christian and meeting, what's his name that I can't remember? Now I've forgotten his name. It's not Jeff Stryker. That's a porn star. What is his name? Oh my gosh. I don't know why I'm blanking on one of the Afterthought Media host name who met us. Anyway, doesn't matter. Joe doesn't listen to this podcast, so he'll never hear it. Although Daniel or someone will send him the clip. Oh, Adam can't remember the name of your co-host. But anyway, I enjoyed all of that. Disney. Look, I love Disney. I love Disney movies. I think they're great. I think Disney's a good company. I think they're the best cruise line, or at least the cruises on Disney are great. But I have a theme park limit. And I feel like I hit that limit. Because we spent, first of all, the first 3 days when we were in theme parks, we spent less time. We did. And Daniel had described this. This is going to be much more relaxing because we're going to be doing smaller amounts of time at each theme park. And we're just going to do more like I do when I go to Disney. I was like, okay, good, good, good. It was 100. Like I said before, it was 115 bajillion degrees. And I thought when he said, oh, we're going to relax, that we were just going to kind of go maybe ride a ride or two, have a sit down meal, do a bunch of air conditioned things. It wasn't quite like that, but we'll talk about it more on the gay mix. I don't want to go too much into my analysis, save that for the gay mix, but I had a great time. I really enjoyed seeing Daniel and Zach as well. Yeah. Zach as well. let me go back though. So day two, we had pretty much finished wrapping up day two of the Disney stuff. We went to Disneyland on Saturday, and then we went and we finished all of that up, and then we went to the naked party. And I believe I've already kind of given some information about that, but I'm still not exactly sure like what that party was. Was it a sex party? Like, was it? We left within 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes of the photos ending. And so I just, you know, I don't know what went on after we left. And I've been told by some people that the colored stickers happen at non-sex parties as well, just to let people know whether you're single or whether you're looking to mingle or whatever. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. But there you go. But we had a good time, had a drink, chatted with Christian and Joe, chatted with Nico. John showed us around the backyard. I would have loved to have seen Nico's house. So maybe next time I go, maybe next time we go out there, we can take Nico and John out to dinner, but they can take us to their house for dessert or something, and we can get a tour of the house. Hi, my name is Ray. It looks, from the outside, it looks like it would be a nice house on the inside, but I didn't see any of it. I never stepped foot in the house. On Sunday, Sunday, Daniel and I went back to Disney. So Zach left. Daniel and I went back to Disney, and we did a few other rides. And we just kind of walked around and did a few more rides, and you know, nothing major. I think there were a couple of repeats that we did, and so there's not a whole lot to talk about there. But then Sunday evening we had dinner with Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew, and I know Auntie Scott listens to this, so I had a fantastic time at their house. Daniel and I went back and we relaxed. We checked into our hotel, we drove to Woodland Hills, we checked into our hotel, and then we relaxed for like an hour. I had to record the show, so that was mostly what I did because we only had about an hour. And then we went over to Auntie Scott's house. Beautiful home. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was more beautiful than I expected. Their property, super beautiful, on a little corner, like at the end of a cul-de-sac, I want to say. I may be wrong, but my memory is shit. But I believe it was like something like that, where they were kind of at the end. And it looked like it was like a corner property on a hill. And their yard, we didn't see their yard, but their yard looked like it was nice. Their backyard, that is. And everything I saw, the only thing again that I wish is, I wish we'd have gotten a tour of the house, because I only saw three rooms. I saw the living room when we first entered, and it was very grand and very nice. A dining area attached to the living room. I saw a brief view of the kitchen, but we were told strictly, do not go in the kitchen and mess up. Scott is cooking, so don't try to talk to Scott while he's cooking. So we were taken into the living room, and we were given our assigned seats. Scott made us our favorite cocktails, which he made amaretto sour for me. Midori sour is my favorite, but amaretto sour used to be my favorite. I love both of them. Anything that's sweet and sour, I'm a big fan of, drink-wise. Can't taste the alcohol? Score. And so he kept bringing out drinks, We had a fantastic. Wait, we had cheese and crackers. Then we had a fantastic appetizer with Triscuits wrapped in bacon with brown sugar. So simple, but they were so good. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to try that myself. We never have people over, but maybe I'll make it for my parents or something. Really good, and kept bringing out drinks. As soon as the drink was empty, they would bring us another drink. And I've just really enjoyed talking to them and getting to know them a little bit better, and it was a lot of fun. And then Auntie Scott made turkey burgers and with feta and a pesto. Super great. I don't love lamb. Couldn't even tell that it was lamb. It was so good. They were huge. I couldn't finish it. With potato wedges, with a homemade Thousand Island sauce. I love that burger sauce or Thousand Island sauce. I really like that. And the buns were homemade. And I do bake bread occasionally, and I'm very impressed by the bread baking as well. And then we had a really good homemade peach cobbler by Drew. We were there until 12:30, and Daniel and I were about to pass out. I think Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew could have gone another 2 or 3 hours, but we were like, and by the way, they both look fantastic. Auntie Scott has lost weight since the last time I saw him. They're both on this health kick. Drew looks great. And Howard is so sweet. Their dog. He is so sweet. I enjoyed. So it was a great night. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.